Happy New Year and welcome back to the Bureau Briefing. We hope your 2019 is out of the gate fast and maybe you're not even back to work yet. That would be awesome. Well, we've got some fun changes in store for the show this year, so make sure that you keep tuning in. And with that, let's get rolling.
Welcome to the Bureau Briefing, a podcast by the Bureau of Digital, an organization devoted to giving digital professionals the support system they never had. Each episode, we're going to talk to a member of our community doing awesome, inspiring things. Now for your host, Carl Smith.
We've got a great show for you today. We're going to sit down with Andre Bernofsky, the founder of Price and Cost, and talk through how he's taken spreadsheets to the next level. But first, I want to thank our sponsors, MailChimp. They are so much more than email. If you haven't looked at them lately, you do not know them. Trust me on this. They are a marketing platform that can help you run your ads across all types of services, even send out physical postcards. So definitely check out MailChimp and see all the cool stuff going on there. And then also Voxy. Voxy is a professional services automation tool. And what that means is from initial sales to final invoices to looking at your utilization costs, like this thing is insane and it sits on top of the Google Business Suite. So give Voxy a look as well. But now let's listen into our talk with Andre. You know it's Carl. It's always Carl. But what you might not know is that I hate spreadsheets. I offered at one point to create a t-shirt that said, I hate spreadsheets. But then I found out some people actually like spreadsheets. And that in itself was a revelation. Well, today we have on the show Andre Bernofsky. Now, Andre looked at spreadsheets and said, there's got to be something better. He is the CEO and co-founder of Price and Cost, which is a B2B tool which helps you stay on top of project costs and remain profitable. Welcome to the show, Andre. How are you?
Thanks very much, Carl, for the nice intro. All great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great as well. And I just want to understand a little bit more about who you are. Like, what did you do in your career that made you eventually say, you know what, I'm going to start a company and I'm going to fix the spreadsheet thing. So share with everybody listening, like, what's your background?
Sure, absolutely. So my background is in project management and operations in agency world. I've done that for over a decade, spent majority of my time in London working in different agencies, consultancies, likes of Tribal DDB, Razorfish, Sapient. So very different companies in terms of size and maturity. So I worked in boutiques, smaller agencies as well. And I guess the idea for Price and Cost sort of came naturally. It was really me scratching my own itch because whatever company I went to, I got faced with the same problem. Right, we all know that project financial management is key, really, for company overall profitability in the professional service business. And so, I saw different solutions to that problem. Some would go with really sophisticated and crazy expensive ERP solutions. Some would be based purely on spreadsheets. And funny thing is that no matter how good or expensive or sophisticated the solution was, everybody still resorted to spreadsheets in the end, right? and that's a really sort of funny fact because, for example, take Sapient, where, it's a huge company, 3,000-5,000 people, right? And they had a proprietary Oracle-based solution there that could do wonders. But everybody in the delivery team, everybody on the operations ran on essentially overbaked spreadsheets, right? And that approach has a lot of inheritance issues, starting from, it not really being very user-friendly to the lack of flexibility, because once you set up your templates in a certain way, it's really hard to change it. Consistency across the teams, across the accounts, because, everybody would go and create their own version, right? And if something needs to be fixed, they'd go and they just try to fix the formula, which essentially breaks everything. And, having seen that, I thought there, as you rightly said, there got to be a way to do better. And so we created Price and Cost, which, I think you described really well, is a project financial estimation, financial management tool for professional services agencies.
So I'll tell you that having spent a lot of time with operations folks as well as project management folks, somebody's always got a spreadsheet, right?
That's true.
And everybody just huddles around the laptop and they start looking at the spreadsheet and they start oohing and aahing a little bit. And then eventually they start going, oh, well, we do it this way, or that's kind of how we, and it's not like they walk away disillusioned, but they still haven't quite found that pot of gold that they thought they were going to find. So explain with Price and Cost, when somebody sits down and takes a look at it, what is it that they initially see that kind of lights up their eyes?
Sure, absolutely. So Price and Cost looks like a spreadsheet in its core. And we actually done it on purpose for the reasons that, as you said, people have their habits, they have their spreadsheets. So we've given them an interface and we've given them an application that sort of feels familiar straight away. However, under the hood, Price and Cost is a really sophisticated piece of software. And what it allows you to do is to, straight when you open the application, it shows you a dashboard with all of your projects, and it's laser focused on that financial performance management. So it shows you your expected revenue or budget, your expected internal costs, and your expected profitability at completion of the project. And it tells you where are you today against that, right? So the whole idea of Price and Cost is you use that software not only to monitor and track, but you use that to create those initial estimates, which allow you to set your projects up for success right from the beginning. So rather than estimating sort of blind, right, and saying we may need, X amount of hours of design, X amount of hours of creative director, and this is what, the fixed price that we're going to go with, what we allow you to do is to see straight away, okay, and so what profitability would that resolve in, right? And with Price and Cost, we're all about experimentation. We're all about giving you the flexible tool for you to come up with the best estimates that works for you as well as for your client. And that's why what you can do is you can actually go through multiple what-if scenarios, even as a point of estimation, right? So we see a lot of clients using that for iterative estimation, right? So we see Price and Cost being used all the way through from sales, right? So your client services team would use that tool, to take a sort of existing template you may have in Price and Cost and adjust it to the needs of a specific project. And straight away, they would see that, okay, so, let me test the client budget, their expectations against what it's actually going to cost me, right? And see the profitability straight away. And, they may see that, okay, it's actually not going to work, right? And if the client is saying they only have $10,000 to deliver a specific piece of work, actually for us to be at least, say, 50% profitable, we need to sell it at 20 straight away, right? And that sort of entity, that project, carries from your client services all the way through to delivery in one tool, in Price and Cost, right? So you will then have your delivery team, your project managers go in there, take that initial ballpark that your sales may have created, work through that and sort of enhance it and go a bit more granular, a bit more detailed. It's just something that I've seen from my own experience that, as project manager or program manager always works alongside, client services directors or heads of client services and account managers. And quite often you would have a situation where you get a project on your lap that's already been sold and agreed with a client with a certain scope, with a certain budget. And then you go to a client services person and you say, so can you explain me exactly why are we selling at that price, right? And there has never been a good answer that I heard. Because there's always, a good reason why they want that additional revenue. But, with pricing cost, what it allows you to do is it allows essentially the whole team to be motivated to make that decision off the back of project financials.
Obviously, with spreadsheets, it can be scary to have a lot of people in there. And even using like Google Sheets or whatever, you might be able to give different levels of control, things like that. How does it work with price and cost? So is there like a view only, a read only type scenario? Are there reports that can be generated to be shared in different ways? Like what are the different ways that you can integrate the team?
Absolutely. Good question there, Carl. So at its core, we're all about transparency. We believe that, being transparent with that financial information on the projects, no matter who's looking at it, whether it's, an account manager or project manager or, associate project manager is really helpful. But then we do have different access levels. We, for example, have the ability to hide internal costs, right, or cost rates for resources. And a lot of companies are sensitive, sharing that across sort of the whole team and for more junior people seeing that as well. You mentioned reports there, which is a good point. We do have sort of per user access to specific reports. So if you don't want to be showing, profitability figures or internal cost figures for a specific time period on specific collection of projects or accounts, we have the ability to control that as well.
Is it intuitive? Is there a learning curve? Like, especially in I'm not picking on biz dev people, but maybe a little bit. Is it intuitive enough that people just pick it up and run with it?
That's what we've seen, right? And we took we've put a lot of effort into making it as intuitive as we can. And I mentioned there at the beginning that it sort of looks like a spreadsheet, obviously nicer, but at its core, that's what it is. It's a grid, right? It's a grid where you've got your resources as rows, and you've got your time periods, be that, weeks, months or days, however granular you want to estimate, as columns. And that's the most natural way people would estimate, right? So if I ask you today and say, Carl, can you, tell me how much it's going to cost to deliver certain scope, right? And sort of given the experience and knowing how long certain things will take, this is how you would approach it in Excel, right? You would go and you'd say, right, so I need John, I need Amy, I need Jason, and they will work for 20 hours here, 10 hours here, 5 hours here, right? And so rather than trying to recreate, essentially reinvent that wheel, right, we've adapted it, and price and cost looks very clean, right? If you look at the UI, it's sort of no strings attached, and that's the whole idea, because I personally have seen a lot of solutions which try to be super clever and try to essentially be jack of all trades and offer you this and that about the project and talk about the timelines and talk about work breakdown structure and financials and everything in the world. But in the end, they don't really do any of those things well. And what we're trying to do is be a bit different, where we're tackling only the financials, right? And we're not really looking to move into other aspects of project management there for now. But we're trying to do that as best as we can. And obviously, bringing that clarity and demystifying, that scary world of financials is what we're all about.
It's terrifying. It's a terrifying world. So you brought up two interesting points. First of all, I firmly believe that being familiar is the key to trust.
Absolutely.
Right? If something looks like something I've done before or something I can understand, what's interesting about that is when you start to think about the other tools people are using. So What about integrations? Are there ways now, if I'm using another product, that data can come over easily? Or because that's always what I see being the tough thing for somebody, is when they start worrying about the redundancy or having to leave something that's been a trusted tool.
Absolutely. It's a great question there, Carl. So we do integrate with other solutions. Now, today we have the sort of box standard CSV integration. So you can import the data into price and costs from your existing ERP system, or you can use the CSV import, for example, to periodically be importing timesheet data into price and costs on your projects. And that really covers, you know, a wide array of software. I think any system today can output a CSV file. But what we've started doing some time ago already is working on native integrations. And we have an integration with Harvest. I'm sure you know, very well-known time tracking tool, my personal favorite.
I may have heard of them.
Of course you do. this is, you know, I'm biased, but it is really magical, right? And I say that being very proud, but it's not just me saying that. We hear that a lot from our clients as well, who are Harvest users. And essentially what this allows you to do is it allows you to provide so much more insights on your project financials based on that time tracking data, right? So if you look at our Harvest integration today, what allows you to do allows you to estimate your project in price and cost. And when you integrate, we will pull all the settings from Harvest that you have, all your resources, the roles, bill rates, cost rates. So essentially there is, you know, nothing you need to populate the system with. You just click connect and all the data is there straight away. You can go in, estimate with that data. And when estimating, we will show you all the financial aspects, not just the budget like Harvest would do, right? But we will show you the cost, we'll show you the profitability, allow you to generate quotes, that are sort of Excel or PDF exports. We'll allow you to go through those multiple what if scenarios. And then this is where the magic comes in. You just click a button and that project is sent to Harvest, right? Straight away. It's created there in Harvest for you with all the settings, with all the baseline budgets, assigns your team there. And from that point onwards, what we do is on a nightly basis, we synchronize the timesheets. And what it allows us to do is it allows us to offset your actuals against your original plan that you created in price and cost. And what this does is then allows us to show you not only where you are today, right, on project, but also where are you looking to end up at completion. And that sort of proactive nature of tracking project financials is what allows you to essentially be sort of steering the project in the right direction periodically and adjusting, you know, small things here and there, which in the end will ensure that you not only deliver on budget and time, of course, but you deliver a project that's actually profitable and you have control over that.
I really thought you were going to say the magic is when you push that button that the money comes out.
I would love that to be the case.
If you can figure that out, I will sign up immediately. It will be so fast. You will know. but that's amazing that you have that level of integration with Harvest and then people have that amount of insight. So, but here's a question. I see more and more, now this is more on the mid-size shops, but people starting to go more to retainers, more to membership models, things of that nature. Is price and cost strictly project-based, or is there a way to use it if you're looking more of a retainer ongoing relationship?
Absolutely. Great question again. So when I mentioned flexibility at the core of price and cost, I really meant it. So we are trying to be very agnostic to the way that the agency is run, right? So if it's a more classic model where, you know, it's retainers, something we see a lot with PR agency, or it's this sort of new fancy value-based pricing, which really is just a fixed price project, right? Or it's...
We've got a whole nother episode to go into.
I'm sure. No, I've got very strong opinions about that. But it's time and materials. We support all of those. So essentially in price and cost today, we support four different billing types, your T&M, capped T&M, fixed price, as well as retainers. So that allows us to work with different sizes, different types of agencies as well.
So how long have you been running? Like, when did Price and Cost officially become available, even in a beta?
So we started our beta about a year and a half ago now. But obviously, me and other co-founders started working on the code, started working on the product alongside our day jobs, I think 3.5 years ago.
And when did you make that decision to cut the day job and go full bore with Price and Cost?
It's a great question. So when we were in the beta, we've done a bit of content marketing. We've tried to promote the product on beta page and on all of the sort of early adopter communities, and we've got we've had really great response, right? And we've had companies like Capgemini, right? Companies like Ernst & Young, companies of such a caliber, taking active interest, right? Signing up for the beta, trying things out. And, it'll be honest to say that the product was absolute crap back then, but that's the whole point of it, right? That's where you start. But what that showed us is that, look, it seems that we're actually, we have a problem that we're fixing, at least, the way that we position it. Obviously, the product itself back then wasn't really fixing that problem very well, but the promise of it being fixed got a lot of, quite serious companies interested. And with that in mind, we've had our first pre-seed round from investors from Finland, and that essentially gave us the opportunity to go all in on that.
So what was that like when you got the word that the investors from Finland had signed? Like, did you do a little happy dance?
We did. It's actually interesting. I was in Estonia at that time, and two of my other co-founders were in Finland. So, and we were doing the weekly sort of Skype catch-ups, right, for, well, I think 2.5 years by that time, right? And that was the one where we essentially, poured a glass of whiskey each and cheered to each other over Skype. It was fascinating. It was scary a bit, of course. But I think that's what we work towards, and that's why we spend the nights and weekends working on that for, 2 years at that point.
Well, so far what I've heard from people in the community have taken a look is there's a lot of promise. I'm curious, what are you looking forward to in 2019? Where do you see Price and Cost going?
Sure. So what we've seen from this first steps in integration and integrations and Harvest is the first time tracking tool that we've done. We are now already developing integration with Toggle, another quite popular time tracking application. We actually see that this is probably a good way forward for us, and that there is a lot of reasons why. It's because of this tight nature of integration, but it's also the value that we can add to users of those existing systems without them doing much, right? So they don't have to change their workflow. We are not trying to disrupt it. We're not trying to come in and say, right, so scrap your time tracking tool. We're going to provide you with one, right? And I think that's our philosophy. We want to be doing more and more of those integrations, and time tracking tools seem to be a very good starting point. Obviously, started with Harvest, we're doing Toggle. There is others like ClickTime, and then others that we already have in the pipeline. And from there on, I think the big next step for us, something we want to achieve in 2019, is to then also start offering a team scheduling functionality. In price and cost. And obviously it's something that is a big undertaking, something that we're already planning and researching. But Harvest have Forecast, right? And Forecast is a great product. But there is a lot of other users of other time tracking systems who would love to have that functionality. And there isn't really much on offer there. And what we can do with price and cost is we can essentially tie the world of project financials with your time tracking tool that you're using already, and on top provides the capability of scheduling your team.
To think that it was just 3.5 years ago or so that you started, and you've been on a roller coaster. So congratulations for your success. I'm excited to see what comes
next. Thanks so much, Kyle.
And for everybody listening, we'll be back soon. Appreciate you tuning in. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Bureau Briefing. We hope you enjoyed it and got some value out of it. If you did, you know what we'd get some value out of? Maybe give us a little review there on the iTunes. Maybe give us some of the stars. That would be awesome. Also, drop us a line. Let us know what kind of stuff you want us to talk about, who you want us to interview. This is your show, so we want to make sure you're enjoying it. All the best.